Welcome to Inside Ag. I'm Greg Geary. Today we have a special guest host, Randy Buzzard, who will be talking with Michael and Amber Speer about the upcoming Young Farmers and Ranchers Leaders Conference in Manhattan. Randy, welcome to the show.
I am really excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
I guess I will let you take it away and have a great discussion with Michael and Amber.
Awesome. Well, thank you for having me be part of this podcast and be here. And Michael and Amber, also thank you for sharing your time with our audience and for your insight into Kansas Farm Bureau Young Farmers and Ranchers. To get started with, this is the first time I have ever met Michael and Amber, and is this like very brief time we've had to start this call. So if you guys wouldn't mind, would you just be able to give a little bit about yourself? Like, I know that you live in Sedgwick County, you guys have crops and cattle, and that's about it. So if you want to share a little bit more about yourself, just to give our audience more of a background, that would be really great.
Yeah. So I'm Michael, my wife, Amber. We farm here in the very southwest corner of Sedgwick County near Clearwater. We grow wheat, corn, soybeans, Milo, have a cow-calf operation, have two kids, Ellie 4, Weston 2. And we like to spend our spare time with Farm Bureau. It seems like that's kind of what we do. So all the neighbors might know what she does.
So I am a full-time registered nurse in the quality infection department. My job is to keep the house running, I suspect, and keep the children alive when Michael is knees deep in cattle and crops.
Well, that is a very important role to keep the wheels turning. That there has, it's nice to have someone there in that support role. So that's great. Well, like I said, we're really excited to have you guys on today to talk about the conference. We're just about three-ish weeks away, I think, probably 3 weeks exactly, from the kickoff of the conference. So what I would love to know, since I just met you guys, is what drew you to the Kansas Farm Bureau Young Farmers and Ranchers program? What made you want to get involved?
So I'm kind of, my dad spent two separate terms on our Sedgwick County board back in the 90s and early 2000s. And so I kind of grew up around the Farm Bureau group. From a county level, got approached, it's been a little over 4 years ago now to join the county board here in Sedgwick County. Got involved with that. Then about a year and a half ago, Steve, our district board member, approached us about serving on the state committee for YFNR. We do quite a bit with YFNR at our local county level. And so we thought that would be a good opportunity to grow our network and see a different side of Kansas Farm Bureau that we hadn't seen before. And that's how we got involved with it.
You mentioned that you do things at the county level. What kind of county events are happening for Young Farmers and Ranchers in Sedgwick County?
So we actually won an inside award for this year at the state level at the annual meeting. We've done 2 years in a row now. We've done the Sedgwick County Party Bus Crop Tour.
Oh.
We did it in July or August. We have a potluck dinner ahead of time, and we all crawl on a party bus and take our beverage of choice, and we go out and. And this year we went and did, we stopped at an operation that grows cotton. We got to have, I think we had about 40 of us this year again, and crawled around a cotton stripper. You know, there's a good chunk of the population of farmers that don't get to see that. So that was pretty interesting for people to see and get to ask questions and see different stuff. And we stopped at a corn plot. We stopped at a soybean plot. We did a corn yield trial challenge where we walked into an irrigated cornfield of one of our board members and everybody did their yield estimation. The person that was the closest on the yield estimation won a $50 Visa gift card. So it's become a pretty popular hit amongst the county YFNR group to make it out to that.
That is very cool. I had never heard of that. My husband and I are not really crop farmers. We have a very minimal amount of acreage that we grow sorghum silage on and for forage sorghum, and that's really it. So that crop tour, that sounds like a really great idea. I'm going to have to see if our Anderson County YFNR can get something like that going, because that just sounds like a fabulous time, a way for you to do something agricultural, but also like be able to relax and enjoy time with friends.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, so, you know, that's what you're doing at the community level. What is your favorite part, I guess, about YFNR? So I know that there's obviously your annual conference. There's the leaders conference. I know there's some competitions and things like that. But like, what is kind of your favorite feature of the program? If it's an event or it's something that you get to do, I'd love to hear from both of you what you both like about it specifically.
We absolutely adore the people that we have met. We have been able to network and meet people all across the state and even across the country. Michael keeps in touch with some people from Georgia that we met at nationals and some of that kind of stuff. So we really enjoy the networking side of it and getting to know people and seeing what they do as a national as well as a state level, and some of the diversity from sheep farming to cutting down hay and doing all those crazy different things I would have never even thought go into agriculture.
Right.
So, yeah, so I would echo what Amber said on that. It's, to me, it's the relationships and the networking and everything. We've got some of my good dear friends now have came out of YF&R and Farm Bureau events. So it's something that I never would have met them had it not been for Farm Bureau, Young Farmers and Ranchers in particular. Like she said, we got to participate in a national event last year at AFBF, and I still Snapchat back and forth with a couple guys that we met down there and saw a couple different times. And to learn about chicken farming in Georgia is drastically different than cattle farming or cattle ranching here in Kansas. So
went out to yeah. supper at one point in time and met a guy who grows popcorn. Who'd imagine popcorn?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. It's really interesting when, you know, we know a lot about our specific kind of, for no pun intended, our specific silos in agriculture, right? Like we have seed stock cattle and do some grass cattle as well and freezer beef. And so I feel like I am well-versed in those things, but when I feel like we get outside of our silos, we're just so not familiar with a lot of different things. Like I have never seen a cotton stripper or been around one or anything like that. I've never been on a popcorn farm. And so it's for a small family as agriculture is and the small number of people that we have, there's such a huge amount of diversity in terms of the people and the production and things like that. And I think that's one of our defining, you know, characteristics of the agriculture industry.
Yeah, I would agree.
What are the, you know, you guys are on the YF&R planning committee. You've been doing this for several months now. What are some of the benefits you've had of getting involved in YF&R? Like, has it been more growing pains and headaches than positive moments? Or you just, what are the things that you've noticed, you know, about being involved in this planning process and being on the YF&R committee?
We've noticed that the State Farm Bureau has a really great staff that helps very much support us. They do a lot of the footwork and kind of run the ideas by us. We're able to meet several times a year to kind of discuss the different things we want to have this conference look like, as well as the program and going forth. So I would say that the Farm Bureau has a really great staff that supports us, as well as the volunteers seem to be very, very involved and very invested.
You're talking about the staff support from Kansas Farm Bureau and some of the other events with the conference. What should, for someone who's never gone to YF&R conference ever before, what can attendees expect from this year's conference?
So the new thing that the committee, we went to AFBF YF&R conference last year in Jacksonville, Florida. And our favorite takeaway from the whole thing is they spent the closing evening was at the Jacksonville Jaguars football stadium. And they had all kinds of, it was just a really, really neat experience. It was probably our favorite part of that entire trip. And so we decided then and there that we wanted to have our opening kickoff at the football stadium in Manhattan, at Bill Snyder Stadium.
Cool.
And so we, luckily everything lined out where we could have that. And that, so we're in the Shamrock Zone this year at Bill Snyder Family Stadium for the Friday evening kickoff, which is very new to our conference this year. So we're excited to that. I would say that for somebody that's never been, we have some great workshops lined up with a variety of different topics that we brainstormed to things that we all would like to learn more about, to things we know about that we think other people should know about.
We really hope that this conference will target all ages, from college to aging out of YF&R. We really feel like we've kind of done a really great dynamic. We really have targeted as well families who have children who don't have the means to have somebody else watch. We're going to open up the Flint Hills Center. We're going to pay for a couple hours for them to get their children out, their little toddlers out of the conference and get to let them run as well. So we're going to, hopefully we can target all ages and really encourage everybody to come and have something for everybody.
That is such a great feature and something I don't think is probably thought about enough. I mean, I go to a lot of conferences and like it's hard to take your kids to those because you want to engage in the educational opportunities and you want to hear the speakers. But I mean, little kids do not want to sit still. They do not want to listen. And so I'm not bringing my child with me to YF&R, but I can, on behalf of other people who travel with small kids, thank you for thinking of that for those people who are bringing their kids. It's a big thing. I want to go back to the Shamrock Zone because I have heard of the Shamrock Zone at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, but I've never actually been in it. Can you just share like a little bit about it? I'm curious because I mean, I want to know what it is.
That is the new South End Zone. I guess they opened it 2022 season, I believe, is when it got open. It's the new South End Zone. It connects Bramlage Coliseum to Bill Snyder Family Stadium. They have a big, big open like conference area, or area where you can have big groups of people like that. It overlooks the stadium from the south, looking north, and it's really state of the art, neat. I think it'll be, from the sounds of it, what we've been told, that we're going to be able to have the Kansas Farm Bureau wife and our logo, our conference logo, up on all the big video boards across the stadium. So I think it will be a really neat experience.
Oh, very, very cool. I'm going to have to get to a ball game here in the next week or two or so I can see the zone, because it sounds really cool. And there's been a lot of obviously investment made into the facilities at Kansas State University in the past few years. So well, that's very exciting. What event, I guess I want to hear from each of you here. What event or speaker are each of you individually looking forward to about the upcoming YFNR conference? I heard, you know, there's always keynote speakers, there's workshops. I've been to YFNR conference before, so I know that there's like a lot of different things going on. What are each of you like most looking forward to about this upcoming conference?
So I guess I'll beat a dead horse here. I am really looking forward to the opening night kickoff. That is something that we put a lot of concerted effort into, and I think it's just going to be a whole different experience for folks that have been to YFNR in the past that are coming this year. We felt like it was really nice, new, fresh take, and something that a lot of people can enjoy, because a lot of people might not ever get the opportunity outside of this to go do something like that. Mm-hmm. I do think we have some great keynotes. We have, the one thing we talked about was we really wanted, on our Sunday morning, we really wanted something that really kind of left everybody feeling inspired and ready to go out and attack the rest of the winter when it's 4 degrees or whatever is supposed to be at that point in time.
Right. So yeah.
We are, that was one thing we really wanted, was something like that, the Sunday morning keynote.
On Sunday morning, we are going to have a gentleman by the name of Jason Wetzler. He has confirmed. And so we're really looking forward to him. We really feel like he will kind of finish off the event with a big, strong, let's go get him kind of attitude. He has facilitated trainings in over 250 different organizations and individuals. He's good at storytelling, goal settings, employee engagement, and all those really great things. So we're really looking forward to his presence. And we hope that everybody will stick around on Sunday morning to really hear what he has to say.
No, that's great. That sounds very exciting. And it's nice to have someone who's, you know, like on a morning after you've had a good time the night before, you want to hear stories, you want to be engaged, you want it to be like an exciting thing to get, not only to like close the conference and to get you excited to, you know, move throughout the year, but also just like, you want to feel livened up first thing in the morning. So that sounds great. You said that the conference appeals to all ages of, you know, farm YFNR members. So people who are just coming into it and the people who are aging out of it, and the aging out of, you know, at 35, I don't know your ages. You don't have to tell me at all, but I'm just wondering do both of you intend to stay involved with Kansas Farm Bureau after you're done with YFNR? Do you want to stay involved and continue relationship building and planning events and things like that? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I think I really enjoyed, like I said, when we wanted to do the chair position for the committee, it was really for me to get another experience inside of Kansas Farm Bureau, because whether it's been from the county level all the way to serving on this committee to now being able to be involved more with the state board level, serving as the YFNR rep there, it's really eye-opening to see all the things that you have no idea all the things that Kansas Farm Bureau does until you get more involved with it. And I would say that's something that's really been enjoyable to me. And I'll still have another year left on the county board once we're done serving this. So we'll serve that out and see, you know, what opportunities for different committees or different stuff, you know, open up after that to see, you know, I would like to stay involved. Yes. And what that looks like, we'll see in a couple of years, I guess.
We also find that we feel that this is a really great organization, especially as a farm family, to get kind of our voice in with legislation. Farm Bureau really does a lot of things with legislation as far as water and energy. And it really gives us a voice in something that we are very passionate about. And obviously we live it, eat it, everything daily, and the whole world does as well. So we would encourage like-minded people to as well get involved in Farm Bureau. It really gives you a say in what your quality of life and what things look like in the long run.
I think that's a really good point. You're talking about the just the policy piece there specifically is it's so many producers, we don't understand what goes on at like a trade association or organization and how the things that happen behind the scenes that allow us to keep doing what we want to do in terms of producing food and raising cattle and things like that. And I always think about, like, when it comes down to it, I don't want to fly to DC and do any policy lobbying or things like that. But I'm glad that we have associations like Kansas Farm Bureau who lobby on our behalf and like have, you know, our best interests. They're looking out for that so that we can continue to raise food and raise our families on farms and ranches. So I always appreciate that part of the organizations. From a national level, do either of you have any desire to get involved at a national level, either with YF&R or Kansas Farm Bureau? I was, the reason I ask, I was lucky enough to attend the annual conference, not the YF&R annual conference, but like the actual American Farm Bureau annual conference last year in Puerto Rico. And there were people there from, you know, they were volunteers from all different states serving on different committees. And so I know that those are always opportunities. Do you guys have any interest in doing something at the national level as well?
We've kind of weighed the idea out. Our children are really young still. We've got a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. And so I'm not sure that at this point that's in our playbook, but we do feel like if there's somebody else who has a really great timeline for that, maybe they don't have children that are the same age as ours, I think that it would be very feasible. But at this point in our careers and our lives, I'm not sure that it's quite, we have the time that we can dedicate to that to give it to its full potential.
Yeah, what I always say is when we leave, the farm stops. We are the farm. So when we leave, it stops. And at the end of the day, that's what pays the bills and keeps us going. So that's what we've got to do. So the commitment is the very difficult part of that for us.
Oh, for sure. That is a very big challenge for a lot of people. Know that you guys are not alone in that, that when somebody's gone, there has to be or needs to be someone keeping things going. And a lot of people don't have that. So that's definitely a concern. I hope that you guys are able to get involved because you seem, you know, very devoted to agriculture and to Farm Bureau, Young Farmers and Ranchers, and like helping push that forward. And so I hope that in the future, you guys have an opportunity to work on that because I think that YF&R and Kansas Farm Bureau and can only be further benefited by your dedication to agriculture and the association. That's really all the things I was wanted to talk to you guys today about the Young Farmers and Ranchers Conference, which for our listening audience is coming up February 2nd through 4th in Manhattan, Kansas. And you can learn more about that on the Kansas Farm Bureau website, which is kfb.org/YFR. Do either of you have anything that you want to add more to this? Like if there's someone who's trying to decide, I guess imagine someone is trying to decide, oh, should I go or should I stay home this year? Like, what's your sales pitch, you know, 20-second sales pitch for them to attend YF&R this year?
I would say come enjoy a weekend away from, if you have kids, get a weekend away. If you want to just get away from the farm for a weekend, come learn, come network, come see what everything's about. If you've never been to Kansas Farm Bureau event before, come see what it's all about. I think you'll leave very pleased that you took the weekend to do it. The other thing I would plug, I think there's still a few days left to put your application in for some events or for some competitions here, the Excellence in Ag Award and the Young Farmer and Rancher of the Year. Those are still out there. I would highly suggest going through that process. It was fun. We did it. We got lucky enough to get picked. It was a really fun process for me. I did a lot of self-reflection when you fill out the application with that. A lot of questions of things you don't ask yourself. And I would say that that's something that if you have any interest in stuff like that, look into those applications and fill them out. I think we still have a few days to get those in here, and it would be something that I would highly suggest.
I'd say the food is good, the speakers are great, the buildings are warm, and you'll go home with great friendships.
Those are 4 very valid reasons, all very important. That's great. Well, again, Michael and Amber, I want to thank you for taking time to come on this edition of Inside Ag with us by Kansas Farm Bureau to talk about the upcoming Young Farmers and Ranchers Conference. And again, for our listeners, that is February 2nd through 4th in Manhattan, Kansas. And you can find more information at kfb.org/YFNR. So again, thank you for your time today. And I hope you guys are able to avoid ice and gross weather, although we always need moisture. I hope that you avoid really bad weather, and look forward to having you guys there in Manhattan at YF&R.
Yep, you too. We appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a like or follow and share with others. Also, Brandy will be hosting episodes throughout the year, so stay tuned.